MGM UA Communications Company. A lion's head is framed by golden reels of film. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. MGM presents a Michael Schamberg prominent features production. A tall, distinguished barrister in wig and gown stands in a courtroom.
And on that point, members of the jury, I rest my case.
John Cleese. A sexy woman wearing a stylish suit and wide-brimmed hat strides out of a building. Above the doorway, the words Diamond House. The woman flicks down a flap on the side of her handbag, revealing a hidden camera. She snaps some photos of a jeweler's. Jamie Lee Curtis. A handsome mustachioed man dozes on a double bed. He wakes and fires his silenced pistol. He frowns at the gun, then satisfied puts it down, sitting back to read Nietzsche's Beyond Good and Evil. Kevin Klein. A nerdy guy with a mass of curly hair compares a photograph in his hand with a cardboard model of a building in front of him. He bends in front of a fish tank. Michael Palin.
Hello, Wanda.
He stares at one fish in particular, an elegant black and white angelfish. A Fish Called Wanda, with Mariah Aitken, Tom Georgeson, Patricia Hayes, and Jeffrey Palmer. Music by John Dupre. Production designer Roger Murray Leach. Director of Photography Alan Hume, BSc. Film editor John Jimpson. Assistant director Jonathan Benson. Associate producer John Comfort. Executive producers Steve Abbott and John Cleese. Story by John Cleese and Charles Crichton. Written by John Cleese. Produced by Michael Schamberg. Directed by Charles Crichton. As the nerdy guy tends to his fish, the sexy woman, now wearing a tight leather miniskirt and leopard print jacket, lets herself into the flat. Her hair is brown and cropped short. She has on large gold earrings and glamorous sunglasses. With her is the handsome mustachioed man. He wears a grey suit and black polo neck.
Hi, Ken.
Hello, Wanda.
Ken?
The nerdy guy looks round.
This is Otto.
Hello, Ken. Wanda's told me a lot about you. Hey, great fish.
Oh,
a little squeeze of lemon, some tartar sauce, perfect.
Otto squeezes Wanda's breast.
George back yet?
No, he had to go to the bar.
As Ken struggles to speak, Otto gulps at him.
What?
Oh, that's quite a stutter you've got there, Ken. It's all right, it doesn't bother me. George needs a weapons man, eh?
A cup of tea, Ken?
Yeah, he'd like one. I had a good friend in the CIA had a stutter. Cost him his life, damn it.
A spivvy guy comes in.
Hi, George.
Wanda kisses him.
Hello, George. Get your scotch.
Yes.
George. This is Otto.
George eyes Otto coolly.
So, you're Wanda's brother.
It's good to be here, George. England is a fine country.
She tell you what we need?
Otto whips out a knife and flings it at a poster of a cute white seal. Ken, standing nearby, looks round at Otto, appalled.
Something like that?
Wanda snuggles up to George.
Something like that.
At home, the barrister's in his garden.
Hello, Wendy.
His wife, reading, doesn't look up.
Had a good day?
She looks round at him.
I spend the morning trying to get the waste disposal man to come, have lunch with Marjorie Brooks, who takes up the entire meal complaining about her husband, and then I have to play three rubbers with Philippa Hunter. And I come back here and Sanderson's have sent the wrong flowers.
Oh, no.
He feigns concern.
Would you like some tea?
Yes.
He starts to go.
I won the case.
This is the first moment I've had to myself all day.
He goes. Inside the large house, a blonde teenager in riding gear.
Hello, Portia. How was the show?
Awful, Daddy. I've got to have a new horse.
Look, I thought you liked Phantom.
He's not fit for dog meat. Can I change him, please, Dad? It's absolutely vital and it won't cost much.
Well, all we do is ask Belinda if
she... the tea,
yes, I am, darling. Sorry.
Suppose I'd better
No, let me do it, please.
No, thanks. I'll do it.
Wendy puts sugar in a china bowl. Archie stands behind her.
I won the case.
Now this is cracked.
Back at George's place.
They're worth about 100,000 each. There are 135 of them. That makes 13 millions, my friends.
Dollars or pounds?
Pounds, pet. This is the big one, so...
George nods at Wanda.
Okay.
They look at Otto.
Otto?
Yes?
Okay.
What?
The plan.
Yeah, great. No problem. What was the middle thing about the police?
We don't meet Dumper Teethrow until Tuesday because...
Oh, yeah.
I haven't finished yet. Because the police will watch all the airports for 72 hours.
I know.
George glares at Otto.
Do you want me to get a big car for the
yes,
getaway?
A limo, okay. And put diplomatic plates on it, right?
What if he has to say something during the break-in?
Nobody says anything during a break-in, Otto.
It's okay, Otto. Ken's good.
So, next week, we won't have to look for work. And it won't have to look for us. Oscar Wilde.
Wanda looks impressed. She leans in and kisses George full on the lips. Otto moves away.
You really like animals, don't you, Ken? What's the attraction?
Because you can trust them and they don't...
shit on you?
Show off all the time.
You know what Nietzsche said about them? He said they were God's second blunder. Bye, sis.
Well, you tell him from me that I can show him...
Bye, George.
Wanda goes to Otto.
You talk to Mom. Tell her I said hi.
Okay.
Don't let him touch
you. One more day. We're together.
She pushes Otto out of the door, shutting it in his face.
I'm sorry about my brother, Ken. I know he's insensitive. He's had a hard life. Dad used to beat him up.
As Wanda walks sadly away, Ken nods approvingly.
Good.
In a bank, a shotgun is fired at a counter screen. The glass shatters. Another shot is fired at a door. Three robbers wearing black clothes, gloves and balaclavas burst through it. The staff crouch down on the floor as one of the gang fires a pistol at the security cameras mounted on the walls. The thief with the pistol then stands before the barred door of a vault. At the back of the vault is an infrared sensor. The robber pulls out a mini high-tech bow and arrow. He fires at the sensor, hitting it first time. The barred door swings open. He signals for the other two robbers to enter the vault. He then takes over guarding the hostages. Inside the vault, cupboards are emptied, boxes and cases carelessly discarded. One of the robbers finds a small black pouch and opens it. Inside are several small paper packets. The robber opens one, finding two large, sparkling diamonds. He empties the black pouch into a bum bag around his waist. The thief with the bow and arrow forces a man to stand. He then balances an apple on the frightened man's head and is about to fire at it when the other two thieves appear from the vault. The three of them head for the door. One robber fires his shotgun into the air.
Anybody moves and you're dead!
Debris smashes a glass panel in a partition. The three robbers escape across the roof, then leap off the side into a long netted tube, strengthened with metal hoops. They move down expertly, dropping from hoop to hoop. Inside the bank, the apple falls from the suited man's head. He lunges for the alarm. The gang reach the ground. One removes his balaclava. It's Ken. An old woman walking her three Yorkshire Terriers bumps into someone on the pavement. George, Ken and Otto, now wearing suits, saunter over to a Mercedes and climb in. Wanda, in false moustache and chauffeur's uniform, drives them away. She breaks sharply as the old lady with the terriers walks into the road in front of them. The old lady looks straight at George, then moves back to the side of the road. Wanda screeches off again. They stop in an alley. They all get out of the car.
That was fun. I love robbing the English. They're so polite.
What is it, Ken?
The dog!
We didn't hit the dog, Ken. It's okay.
$20 million. He's worried about an insect.
It's not
The stutter's not getting any better, is it, Ken? Have you thought about surgery?
Shut up!
They climb into a metro parked in an adjoining alley. A police car passes close by.
Ken?
She hands him her moustache. Ken is left in the alley as the others speed away in the cream-coloured metro. Ken, now wearing a blue crash helmet and holding a bin bag full of the crime scene clothes, clambers onto a small motorbike, learner stickers attached. As Ken splutters past a dustbin lorry, he chucks the bin bag into the back of it. The metro careers through open gates into a lock-up garage, one of many under the arches of a railway bridge. Everyone gets out. George throws the bum bag containing the diamonds into a safe and closes it.
A split.
I'll see you at Heathrow Airport on Tuesday.
No, no celebrating.
No celebrating?
See you in a couple of hours.
Okay.
Having kissed George, Wanda trots out of the garage. Otto's already gone. Wanda hurries down the junk-littered road. Otto lurks behind a wall, peering at the garage. Wanda keeps going, casually passing Otto. As George strolls away from the garage, Otto, satisfied, jogs after Wanda. The road is empty, no sign of life, until a red Mercedes convertible appears from a side street. It stops outside the garage, where the diamonds are stashed. George gets out and unlocks the garage doors. Looking around him warily, he goes inside. At Otto's place, Wanda and Otto are kissing hungrily.
To 20 million.
To a job well done.
To us.
To the best brother and sister team since...
Romeo and Juliet?
Do you believe those cockney klutzes bought our story? What morons!
I want you to know something, Otto.
What?
Even if you were my brother, I'd still want to fuck you.
He feigns shock. She kisses him.
Make the call.
Momento, carissimo.
No.
Eventuale.
No Italian!
Hey, per cominciare, due insalate verde con pepperoni.
He leaps up, swinging from a ceiling pipe and lands on the bed.
Make the call, Otto.
He takes the phone.
Are you really Italian?
Absolutamente. Sì. My name is Otto. It means eight. Say arrivederci a Giorgio.
Goodbye, George.
Yes, I wonder if you could put me through to the police.
Otto.
Per favore. Ah!
She slaps him.
Yes, hello. Sorry to trouble you, but I thought it might interest you to know that the Hatton Garden robbery today was pulled off by a Mr. George Thomason, who lives at Flat 3, Kipling Mansions, Murray Road, London, West 9.
Wanda!
George arrives home. As he looks at his watch, he spots something on his trousers, moves to a stool, and props his leg on it. There are small specks of glass on his trousers. As he tries to brush them off, a fragment lodges in his finger. George fearfully pulls back a net curtain. Three men stride towards the building. A police car screeches to a halt outside.
Come on, open up!
The three men are at George's front door. George takes a tiny key and hides it in a pot of fish food. He tosses the pot out of a window, then poker-faced, opens the front door.
George Francis Thomason.
George is led down the steps outside his block of flats towards the waiting police car. On the other side of the canal, Wanda and Otto watch from a white Cadillac parked at the side of the road.
Passport, tickets, money.
Otto drives off at speed, swerving in front of an oncoming car.
Asshole!
Otto drives on unperturbed. In the garage under the railway bridge, Otto uses a stethoscope to listen as he turns the dial on the safe.
We're rich, Wanda.
Yep.
But these last 2 weeks with me have been the most exciting 2 weeks of your life.
You said it.
Standing behind Otto, Wanda raises a metal cosh over his head as he pulls open the safe door. The safe is empty. Wanda returns the cosh to her handbag unnoticed.
Okay. Okay.
Disappointed! Son of a bitch! What are you doing this like to make people trust you?
Shut up!
Otto attacks the metro.
People are always taking advantage of me.
Shut up and think. Where's he moved it?
Otto pulls his gun and fires at the safe.
What are you doing?
I'm thinking!
Thinking what I'm going to do to him. First I'll hang him up with piano wire. Then I'll...
Where are you going?
I'm going to talk to him.
Then I'll...
Talk to who? Talk to who?
So in the course of installing these windows for your parents, you were kneeling on the floor where there was broken glass from the pane that you dropped.
That's right, sir.
And your mother and father can confirm this.
Yes, and his aunt, Georgina Thomason.
Good, Bartlett.
Yes? Sorry to interrupt you, sir. Thomason, young lady to see you.
Anything else?
No, that's everything for the moment, thanks. You don't have to dash
off.
No,
absolutely.
George.
Ken's got the fish food. He'll be in later.
Thanks.
De nada. What do you think, Mr. Leach?
Well, I think we may be all right in the glass, but what else are they going to come up with?
In the prison, George leaves Bartlett with Archie Leach and goes to meet his visitor. The inmates ogle as Wanda in a skimpy dress finds George. She hugs him.
George! Oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening!
It's not allowed in here, miss.
A warder separates them.
Are you okay?
Yeah, sure.
George, I don't think I can handle this. Okay. I was so afraid you were asleep last night, I thought that the police were going to come.
Leave it out, okay? Now, listen. You stayed at my place. We slept late. You made me breakfast.
George scowls as he spots Otto lurking nearby. Wanda looks over her shoulder.
What?
What's he doing here?
He wanted to see you.
Who did it, George? Kevin Delaney? You want me to rub him out? Anything. You name it.
I have friends making inquiries.
Good.
The jewels are very safe. If I get sent down, it all gets handed back to cut my sentence. Now, to cut my sentence even more, I could tell them who done it with me if I wasn't very happy about everything.
George glares at Otto.
What was the middle thing?
Piss off.
Otto stands up to go, then leans back down.
You want me to spring?
Now.
George keeps his eyes on Otto as Otto sidles away. Wanda frowns. He's still watching Otto.
You don't think.
Do you?
No.
Wanda looks round at the departing Otto.
No.
Wanda shakes her head.
No.
Okay.
George.
What?
She looks around.
Are you sure the garage is very safe?
Trust me.
Very much. Thanks a lot. Bye. Have a good day.
She leaves the prison.
So?
Well, he's not sure it was you. That's something, I guess.
What about you?
No, no, he believes me. That's why he can't figure out about you.
Figure out what?
Whether you turned him in or not, stupid.
Don't ever call me stupid, okay?
Wanda nods and shrugs, then walks on.
What?
She stops as she sees Archie Leach talking to Bartlett in the car park.
That's George's lawyer. The other guy must be the barrister.
Wanda removes her jacket and earrings.
So?
Trust me.
She hands them to Otto and scampers off.
Barley, you let me know if anything unexpected turns up.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Archie looks round.
Don't I recognize you?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. But you are a famous barrister, aren't you?
He faces her.
Hardly.
Well, could I have your autograph anyway?
She holds out a small notebook.
Yes, certainly.
Thanks. I'm studying aspects of your legal system. I'm American.
Oh, really?
I've only just started, though. It's fascinating.
What brings you here?
Oh, it's a little embarrassing. I have a friend.
Oh! Mm. Oh, I see. Well, there you are.
I knew it! You're Archie Leach!
Leach?
Right! I saw you in court. 2 weeks ago.
The casino break-in?
Oh, you were great!
Well...
Oh, I'm a big fan of yours. I love the way you, cross-examine.
Arch is enchanted.
Oh, I really admire your work.
Thank you.
They stand awkwardly.
Well, I better not keep you anymore.
No, fine, right. Well...
Thank you for this. I'll treasure it.
Archie smiles warmly at her.
Au revoir.
A smile creeps across Wanda's face.
You speak French, too. Oh.
She goes, wiggling her curvy behind, turning to give Archie one last flash of her dazzling smile. Sitting in his Jaguar, he gazes after her. He closes the door and drives away, his briefcase still sitting on the roof of the car.
What's going on?
Whatever George decides to do, he's going to tell Leach first.
Why?
Because he's his lawyer.
Yeah, I know that.
So I'm going to get to know Mr. Leach.
George is going to tell him where the diamonds are.
That's what I'm going to find out.
Irritated, Wanda strides away. Otto stares after her, his brow furrowed. Ken's visiting George at the prison. He holds the fish food pot in his hand. He opens it and shows George the key.
You done well, my son. Now, where are we going to hide?
Ken whispers to George.
Very good. Don't tell Wanda anything. Otto might get something out of her. Now,
George, you are going to get off, aren't you?
Sure, don't worry about it, Ken. We'll fix it. Now, anything on Otto?
Not yet.
You watch him.
At George's flat, Wanda unlocks the door. Otto skulks in the hallway.
Ken!
Okay.
They go in.
Looks like the police have been all over it. Let me just change clothes and then I'll help you look.
Otto sneers at the fish.
Hello. Kens, pets. Hey!
He grabs a bottle brush.
Wake up! Wake up, blimey fish!
He slaps the water with it.
So, how are you going to get friendly with this lawyer?
I don't know. I'll improvise.
Fucking insects. I thought Englishmen didn't like women, the way they talk.
No. He's straight. He's kind of cute, too, in a pompous sort of way.
Otto jumps up.
You got the hots for him?
I'm not into necrophilia, thanks.
What is this, hump a limey week suddenly? Otto doesn't approve.
Oh, yeah?
Otto might get jealous. Mm.
È molto pericoloso, signorina.
Wanda melts. Wearing a silk shirt over her underwear, she kisses him ferociously. He throws her onto the bed.
Oh, speak it, speak it!
She rides before him on the bed. He tumbles on top of her, kissing her neck.
Melanzane, parmigiana, con spinaci. Dove la farmacia?
Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no.
Si, si,
no,
si.
No, no, no. No, not here. Otto, no, not
here. Dove la fontana di Trevi?
Not here, Otto.
Mozzarella.
No, not here.
Parmigiana.
No.
Gorgonzola.
Otto, no.
They roll off the bed. Ken opens the front door.
Wanda?
On the bedroom floor, Wanda keeps quiet. Ken smiles to himself and creeps over towards the fish tank.
Look what I've got, Wanda.
He takes the small key from the fish food.
Treasure.
He holds it up to the fish. His face falls as he notices the bottle brush at the bottom of the tank. He eyes it quizzically. Wanda clambers off Otto and goes to the open bedroom door. She peeks round the doorframe and watches Ken as he removes the bottle brush. She looks round at Otto, who is now hovering in the bathroom, attaching a silencer to his pistol. Wanda shakes her head and gestures for Otto to get back. She looks back at Ken, who is taking a toy treasure chest from the fish tank. He opens it and places the key inside. Wanda stares wide-eyed. She makes a turban with a towel over her dry hair and walks out of the bedroom, pretending to be shocked to see Ken.
Ken, it's you! I thought it might have been the police again. Isn't it horrible about George? Oh, Ken, I have such a bad headache. Could you run around to the corner and pick me up some aspirin or something?
Shit. What's that?
That's my brother. He's using the bathroom.
Otto?
We just went and saw George. Oh, it was horrible, Ken. It was just horrible.
Ken rushes into the bedroom. He sees Otto sitting on the loo in the ensuite bathroom.
Isn't it terrible about George? When I find the bastard who squealed, I love that man! What are you doing here? What am I doing here? Wanda was upset, Ken. She needed to talk to family.
What? Hush!
Ken grabs Otto.
She just had a shower.
Otto ponders, then grabs Ken's arm.
I've got to speak to you. Are you okay, Nasa?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks for coming.
You just call me if you need me again.
Okay, thanks.
Outside in the hallway.
What's the matter with you, Ken? Can't you think about her feelings?
There's something funny going on.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. You don't even know why you're excited, do you?
I saw the...
Ken! I didn't want to say anything while George was around, but isn't it time you faced up to certain realities, Ken? Come on! You're a very attractive man, Ken. You're smart. You've got wonderful bones, great eyes, and you dress really interestingly. We could have a lot of fun together, you and I. And I think we'd be really good for each other. What do you say?
Ken looks horrified.
You must be...
May I kiss you, Ken?
No, you fucking cop!
Just a peck!
No!
No tongue!
No.
Ken!
No.
As Otto chases Ken, Wanda takes the key from the treasure chest and puts it in a locket around her neck.
Ken! Okay, you didn't realize I was gay. Okay, no. Look, I'm sorry. I've handled this badly. Look, the physical side can wait. You need time. But will you think about it?
Ken swallows uneasily. Otto kisses his finger and then presses it against Ken's nose. Ken closes his eyes, forcing a weak smile as Otto moves away, wiggling the offending finger. Ken looks bemused as Otto leaves. In the flat, Wanda ruffles up her hair and picks up the phone. She stands with it against her ear until Ken lets himself in.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Ken! Somebody just called! They said that the police know that the loot is in a garage in Fulham somewhere. You and I have to go get it right now, Ken. You and I have to go move it before the police find out where it is. Come on.
No.
What?
It's all right.
What? George? Moved? George moved the loot?
Yes.
Where'd he move it, Ken? Where did he move it?
Holding Ken's face in her hands, Wanda kisses him full on the mouth. He responds eagerly. She pulls away and, mesmerized, he gazes at her.
I don't know where it is. There's a key. I don't know what it's for. It's in the...
She puts a finger to her lips.
Don't tell me. It's better that you don't tell me. Oh, you know, if it wasn't for George.
She kisses Ken again, her arms wrapped around his neck. She pulls back.
Otto. Tried to kiss me.
Wanda pecks Ken on the forehead.
I thought he might.
Later, a locksmith studies the small key.
No, nothing. No marks at all.
But it is a safety deposit box.
Oh, yes, but it could be anyone in England. There are millions of them. Hotels, banks, offices. Sorry.
Thank you.
Wanda goes. At the prison, George takes part in an identity parade. The old lady with the three Yorkshire Terriers wanders up the line. She looks twice at a young man with a moustache, then moves on. She stops in front of George, firmly placing a hand on his shoulder.
That's him. That's him, Inspector. He's the one who tried to murder my dogs.
The inspector fixes his eyes on George. In his office, Archie sits at his desk studying a large book. He stands up and sees Wanda waving at him through a window. It's raining, and she holds a red umbrella over her head. She gestures, saying she wants to come in. Archie waves her towards the door.
Davidson! There's an American legal student here wants to see me for a moment. What time, Sir John, do you?
12:30. Right.
Archie closes the door to his office and trots to a mirror where he adjusts his tie and straightens his hair. Davidson takes Wanda's umbrella and directs her to the right door.
Come in!
Archie's back at his desk.
Hi.
Oh, very nice to see you.
Am I interrupting?
Absolutely not.
Really?
No, really. Delighted to see you.
Come Hello. On.
They shake hands. She kisses him on the cheek, leaving lipstick.
So, this is the place, huh?
This is it.
Very nice. I was over at the courts this morning. Boy, it's
really?
Fascinating. Really, so much to know.
You like it?
Everybody wears these. Do you wear one?
Oh, ridiculous.
She coyly takes his wig off her head.
Well, I only have a few minutes before, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But, you know, till then I'm all yours, as they
say. I just have a couple questions.
She puts on her glasses.
I'm having a little problem understanding preliminary criminal procedures.
Good.
What exactly is the committal?
Ah, interesting. Well, basically, it's a preliminary investigation where the prosecution presents prima facie evidence that the accused has a case to answer for trial.
Well, that's what it says in the books. Let's just take, for example, my friend George Thomason.
Right.
Now, when he goes into his committal on Wednesday, he'll...
Thomason?
Yes.
George Thomason?
Yes. Do you know him?
I'm defending him.
What are you talking about?
I'm his barrister. His lawyer.
That's so great! That's so weird, though. Isn't that weird? Oh, I'm so happy it's you that's defending him.
Thank you.
He's sure to get off now. Wow! Well, I can watch you work now.
Please.
Archie grins like a love-struck schoolboy.
Amazing. Well, anyway, at
the committal, George would then plead...
not guilty.
Really?
Oh, yes, the evidence against him is largely circumstantial.
Well, but there was an identification, wasn't there?
True, but a very elderly lady. I think they've got the wrong man.
Wanda looks serious.
You don't think he did it?
No.
Well, let's just say, for argument's sake, that you did think he did it.
Sure, if further evidence against him came to light, for example.
Right, right. You would then advise him to plead guilty and turn over the jewels to get his sentence cut. And he would turn them over to who? To you?
Archie wrinkles his brow.
Theoretically.
Yes. Oh, of course.
Yes, yes. I'm so sorry. I've forgotten your name.
Wanda half smiles.
Wanda.
Wanda. What a fool, what a fool. Well, Wanda, there are really three...
Archie stops dead and stares at his hand.
Not Wanda Gershwitz.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
What?
You're his alibi. I can't talk to you.
Why not?
My dear young lady, you're a defense witness. I'm sorry, I must ask you to leave immediately. I'm so sorry.
What did I say?
Well, it's not ethical for me to talk to a witness.
Everybody does it in America.
Well, not in England. It's strictly forbidden. Please, I must insist. Otherwise, I may have to give up the case. I'm sorry. Please?
Wanda slips off her glasses and stands up. She grins at him.
Oh, Archie.
She slinks over to him.
I didn't come here today to talk about boring criminal procedures.
She stares into his eyes.
Come on, you know. You knew the minute I walked in here.
Archie studies her face with alarm.
I want you.
Archie glances away, utterly bemused.
What? Hello?
Sir John is here.
Right, show him in, please.
I want you to make love with me.
Pardon?
Nothing, nothing.
Will you take me to bed, Archie?
No, sorry.
Wanda kisses him as Davidson shows Sir John in.
Bye, Uncle.
Wanda scurries out. Sir John stares after her, then frowning, looks round at Archie.
Hi!
Archie lifts his hand over enthusiastically. Sir John looks unimpressed. From the window, Archie and Sir John watch Wanda go. At home, Otto is posing with a samurai sword in front of a large mirror. He's wearing white baggy trousers, vest, and a black headband. Wanda lets herself in.
He's pleading not guilty, so you're safe until the trial. Leach doesn't think he did it.
Otto continues posing.
Ken says there's a safe deposit box key, but only George knows where it is. Thank you, Wanda!
Wanda throws herself face down on the bed.
What have you found out?
Not a lot.
You realize he's in court tomorrow?
I know that.
So nothing, huh?
Nix. Zip. Diddly. Bupkis.
Otto pierces a dummy with his sword.
Niente.
At Archie's house, Wendy's plucking her eyebrows and Portia's studying her nose.
Oh, it's too big!
No, it isn't, Portia.
It's enormous.
No, it isn't.
Oh, please, Mother.
No, absolutely not.
I'm so miserable and you just don't care.
Oh, shut up, Portia. All I get all day is people complaining to me.
Oh, dear.
At Otto's, he stands over the bed, lifts his arm dramatically and sniffs his armpit. He very deliberately undoes his belt.
L'uomo.
At the Leeches, Archie and Wendy sit on their separate beds and undress, their backs to each other. At Otto's, Wanda sits on the bed looking provocatively up at him as she removes her jacket. Wanda rips open her skimpy black top.
Le due cupole grandi della cattedrale di Milano.
Otto admires her breasts. Wanda slides the top over her lacy bra. Otto strips off his vest, revealing a carpet of hair on his lean torso. Wanda leans back on the bed, lifting one long leg in the air. Otto tugs at her knee-high boot. The Leeches are still modestly undressing. Otto holds one of Wanda's boots over his mouth and nose and takes deep breaths in and out, inflating it like a balloon. Archie pulls off his socks, sniffs them before throwing them in the laundry basket. Wendy sprays deodorant under her arms. Otto whips himself with Wanda's boot, has another manful sniff of his armpit, then rips off Wanda's flimsy knickers, laying them across his face.
Benito Mussolini.
He exhales and the lacy knickers flutter up. Wanda drags him onto the bed. Meanwhile, Archie, now in his nightshirt, is cutting his toenails. He scratches his head, then proceeds to cut away the hard skin on his feet.
Dove il Vaticano?
Otto peeks between Wanda's legs, then dives in. Wanda's legs are pointing up towards the ceiling as Otto bounces between them. Archie reads in bed. Wendy slides her knickers off under her nighty. Otto. Covered by the duvet, Otto stops thrusting his bottom wildly in the air and freezes. A hint of a smile plays on his lips, and he goes cross-eyed. At the Leeches, Wendy's now reading in bed.
Archie, I want you to speak to her about plastic surgery.
Hmm?
Oh, I do wish you'd listen to me. I want you to speak to Portia.
Oh, right. I'll have a word with her in the morning.
Good night, Archie.
He keeps reading.
Good night, Archie.
Good night, Wanda.
Wendy whips round.
Good night, who?
Oh, sorry, darling. Just some stupid case I've got tomorrow with some lousy old hag.
Are you George Francis Thomason of Kipling Mansions, Murray Avenue, London, W9?
Wanda, in disguise, arrives in court.
Yes, sir.
Charged one of armed robbery. Sit down, Mr. Thompson. Are we ready for a committal today, Mr. Percival?
Yes, it will be under section 6-2, madam.
That is correct, 6-2.
Here are the statements, all to be fully bound, please.
The magistrate addresses George.
Stand up there, Mr. Thompson. You are hereby committed to stand trial at the Central Criminal Court.
There is some urgency about this case, madam, as the main witness, Mrs. Eileen Cody, is elderly and has had serious heart difficulties recently. Is there any possibility that this case might be put down for an early trial?
That will be for the listening office at the Old Bailey, Mr. Percival. Take him down to the cell, please, would you, officer?
Yes, sir.
George has signalled for Ken to come over to him. As Ken gets up, Otto, sitting at the back of the courtroom, eyes him suspiciously. Before George is led away, he surreptitiously hands Ken a small piece of paper. Ken takes it and hurries out. Outside the courthouse, Otto catches up to him and picks his pocket.
Hi, hon. How you doing?
Ooh, you look great. I love your hair. You have time for a coffee?
No, I've got to
go. Have you thought about it, though? One thing, though, why did he give you this? Eileen Cody, 69 Basil Street? What does he want you to do? Send her flowers? Do her shopping? Show her a good time? Rub her out?
Otto holds the snatched piece of paper above his head.
He wants you to rub her out?
Huh?
No. He's going to kill her!
Some youths stare at Otto.
Fuck off, or I'll kill you.
Limey fruits!
The youth scuttle away.
So the old lady's gonna meet with an accident, eh?
Was it funny?
Nothing, it's just that wasting old ladies isn't nice.
Well, it's better than buggering people.
I'll bet you a pound you don't kill her.
Ken snatched back the note.
All right.
Ken strides away.
I love watching your ass when you walk. Is that beautiful or what?
Ken keeps walking.
Don't go near him. He's mine. A pound says you won't kill her.
Wanda listens to Archie and another guy.
So when could you look at it? Well, let's think. Thursday's hopeless. I'll tell you what, my wife's going to the opera Friday evening. I could have a look at it then, give you a call at the office Saturday morning. I'd really appreciate that. Right. Thanks, Archie.
Bye, Frank.
Hi.
Lowering her shades.
I know we're not allowed to talk. Give me a call.
I can't.
She spins round.
Please?
We're not allowed to speak.
We don't have to.
She moves closer.
I don't want you for your conversation.
Archie shakily looks down at her and backs away.
I'd love to.
Wanda pouts and her bottom lip begins to quiver. Archie looks around, startled, as she walks away.
What happened?
Got a date Friday.
Otto raises his eyebrows. In an understairs cupboard, Ken, wearing hat and overall, pretends to read a gas meter. He sidles into a laundry room and nabs a pink petticoat, stuffing it into his jacket. The old woman with the three terriers appears.
Look here. Do you mind not making that terrible noise? My dogs will be having their nap.
Nice doggy. Nice doggy.
Ken recoils as one of the terriers snaps at his finger. He sucks on his hand and, forcing a smile, he beats a hasty retreat. Outside George's, Otto sits in his Cadillac, his legs crossed up in front of his chest. Wanda in low-cut black dress comes up.
Otto, what are you doing?
It's a Buddhist meditation technique. It focuses your aggression. The monks used to do it before they went into battle.
What kind of Buddhism is this, Otto?
Otto pulls out in front of an oncoming car.
Asshole! It's an early tantric meditation. What is this?
In order to get information, I just might have to get friendly with him.
Well, we're ready now, at last.
Oh, good. Well, enjoy the opera, darling.
Oh, your supper's in the fridge, Archie.
Oh, marvellous. Thanks so much.
Be good.
In the Cadillac.
When you say friendly, what are we talking about here? Cordial? Courteous? Supportive? What?
I don't know. Let's just see what happens.
So, friendly might include actual, what? Penetration?
Look, say? I don't need your jealousy now.
Jealousy?
Yes.
Hey, I'm merely curious. Me jealous of that fop?
Archie opens the fridge to find his supper. He takes out a plate. On it sits a limp lettuce leaf, a celery stick, two apples, and a pork pie.
What about my tits?
Does he get to handle them?
Yes, that's my forecast. I'll stand by that.
Nuzzling?
I think $20 million is worth a little nuzzling. 80% chance there.
Sucking?
I thought you weren't jealous.
I'm not! I don't believe in jealousy. It's for the weak. One thing, though. Touch his dick, and he's dead.
As Otto swings left down a road, he passes a blue Volvo estate with a flat tyre.
I told your father to get the car serviced.
Aren't we going then?
Oh, do shut up, Portia.
Portia rolls her eyes. Upstairs in his sitting room, Archie reads as he tucks into his supper. Outside in the darkness, Otto picks the lock on the front door.
Hurry up.
The door opens, and Wanda slips inside. She gives Otto a cursory wave and closes the door on him. Upstairs, she stands beguilingly in the doorway to the sitting room. Archie, engrossed in his work, is oblivious.
Hi.
Startled, he looks up.
Do you despise me?
Archie stares at her open mouth.
No, that's not a word that leaps to mind.
Can I stay then?
She undoes a wrap, revealing her cleavage. Dumbfounded, Archie gazes at her.
Of course, look. Wanda.
I know. Your wife's coming back.
No, it's not her. She'll be gone for hours. It's about what I said to you. It is all right for us to speak.
It is?
Provided that we don't discuss the case.
Oh. Well, fine.
It's just that if anyone saw us talking, they might think
that we... Oh, but they won't.
She steps towards him and takes off her glasses, blinking like someone just waking up. Her face inches from his.
Sorry if I seem pompous.
Oh, you're the best, Archie.
She gazes up into his eyes. Their lips almost meet.
No, not yet. I'm thirsty.
Their mouths hover only millimeters apart.
What should I get you?
Whiskey.
She smiles alluringly at Archie. He starts to go, then turns back to look at her.
You are the sexiest, most beautiful girl I have ever seen in my entire life.
They stare into each other's eyes.
Get me my drink.
She grins fondly at him. Later, they stand embracing in front of a window, the light shining out through the open curtains. Archie lifts Wanda off her feet. Out in the garden, Otto looks up and sees them. He glares angrily as they lie back onto a sofa, disappearing from his view.
Oh, Archie. Oh, Archie.
Inside, Archie lies on top of Wanda as he kisses her neck.
So, if George decides to change his plea, he'd tell you where the loot is first, wouldn't he?
Darling, we mustn't talk about the trial, okay?
I know. I just meant theoretically. Mm-hmm. Kiss me there.
Between her breasts.
Oh, theoretic. Well, I should offend that wants to change his plea and his instructions to his legal representative. The normal procedure.
Archie has his head buried between Wanda's breasts. Otto appears in the room. Wanda mouths fuck off to him and waves her arm.
What's the matter?
Oh, it's wonderful, Archie.
Oh.
She pushes his head back down. Otto hides behind the door.
Oh!
What?
You're getting me so hot.
Sorry.
I need something to drink.
Yeah.
Something cold? Maybe in the fridge?
Champagne?
Oh, my favourite.
Don't go away.
Archie leaps up and bounds off. He stops in the doorway.
Je reviens.
Wanda waves, smiling falsely. Archie scampers off down the stairs. Irritated, Wanda jumps off the sofa. Her locket is lying on the carpet.
What are you doing here?
Relax.
Get the fuck out of here, Otto.
I heard moaning. I was worried.
I was faking it, you stupid jerk.
Don't ever call me stupid. And I'm not jealous.
Then leave.
Okay.
Otto pushes her over.
A nice place. Don't touch his dick.
Wendy's on the stairs.
His wife, his wife.
Otto hides back behind the door.
Now, for goodness sake, get off to bed.
Wendy storms into the room and over to the drinks cabinet. Wanda is cowering behind its open door.
God, there isn't any ice.
Wide-eyed, Wanda spots her discarded wrap and carefully reaches out an arm and retrieves it. Archie hurries up the stairs with a bottle of champagne and two glasses on a tray.
Champagne!
Ah! What's the matter?
Archie trembles.
What are you doing?
Champagne, dear, to welcome you home. Let me pour you a glass.
Wendy stands up.
Whose is the car?
The car?
Blocking the drive.
There you are, dear. Cheers. Well, nice to see you again. How is the opera, then? It finished early, didn't
it? Whose car is it?
Mine. It's beauty, isn't it? Where did I leave my drink, Archie? Ah!
Archie stares at Otto in disbelief.
Who is this?
Don't you know?
How do you do, Mrs. Leach? I'm Harvey Manfringenson. I'm with the CIA.
CIA?
That's correct, ma'am. I was just telling your husband here before I had to go to your beautiful bathroom. We've got a high-ranking KGB defector in a safe house near here. We're debriefing him as of now, and we're just checking all the houses in the neighborhood.
For what?
For KGB.
Is there any danger?
No. No, not now. We just want to keep everyone informed. So, Archie, thanks for the drink. Sorry to have troubled you folks. I'll see myself.
Keep everyone informed?
So there's no panic, ma'am.
But isn't it a secret?
You have no idea how secret.
Well, why are you telling everyone?
Archie backs away.
It's a smokescreen.
What?
Double bluff. Look, you obviously don't know anything about intelligence work, lady. It's an XK Red 27 technique.
My father was in the Secret Service, Mr. Manfred Jinsinjan, and I know perfectly well that you don't keep the general public informed when you are debriefing KGB defectors in a safe house.
Oh, you don't, huh?
Not unless you're congenitally insane or irretrievably stupid, no.
Otto glares at her.
Don't call me stupid.
Why on earth not?
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you? Well, would you like to know where you'd be without us, the old US of A, to protect you? I'll tell you. The smallest fucking province in the Russian Empire. That's what. So don't call me stupid, lady. Just thank me.
Well, thank you for popping in and protecting us.
If it wasn't for us, you'd all be speaking German. Singing Deutschland, Deutschland.
Ooh, Wendy follows Otto out.
That's my brother. He's covering for me. Get rid of your wife and get my necklace.
Necklace? Right, right. I'll think of something to get rid of it.
Who are you talking to?
Myself, darling.
Well, who was that shouting?
The brother of a friend of mine.
Archie, who on earth?
I don't know, extraordinary. He rang the bell and I opened the door. Well, let's go to the pub.
What?
Let's go to the pub, get a drink there. Would you like to come, Portia?
I haven't been to the pub for 15 years.
No, well, it'd be rather nice for Portia to see it now, wouldn't it, darling?
Honestly,
Wendy shuts the cabinet.
What on earth is the matter?
I thought the picture was falling off the wall.
Will you pull yourself together?
No, it's all right. It's quite secure now.
What's totally this? Possible.
Oh, yes, thanks, Portia. Well done. Okay, come in with us.
What was that?
Kind of necklace.
What's going on?
Nothing, dear. Right, let's go.
Can I see that?
What?
In your hand?
It's empty.
Your other hand?
That's empty. Wendy grabs the locket.
Portia, go to your room.
Oh, we're going to the park.
Darling, I can explain everything. I left some papers at the office. Now! And they sent a new girl over.
Oh, Archie.
No, really, she's Canadian, and she mentions it was her birthday.
Lovely. So we... Thanks.
Wendy purses her lips and gives Archie a quick kiss.
Oh, it's even got a word for Wendy.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it, darling. Oh.
It's the most beautiful thing you've ever given me.
As Archie and Wendy embrace, Wanda crawls out of the room.
Oh, Archie, this isn't like you.
Wendy nestles her head on Archie's shoulder, then clutches his face and kisses him full on the lips. Wanda comes out of the front door.
Are you fucking crazy?
Hey, I saved your ass.
I had him right where I wanted him, you asshole.
Hey, hey.
I give you one thing to do out of one fucking thing. You're supposed to drive me here and shut up.
Oh, relax.
The next morning at breakfast, Wendy smiles dreamily. Portia races for the phone.
Hello? Hold on. It's for you.
Archie gets up from the table.
Hello?
Wendy toys with the locket.
Not at the moment, no.
Wendy stares ahead, a serene smile on her face.
Yes, well, I'm not quite sure when I'll be able to get hold of that. Yes, yes, I do appreciate that. Yes, as soon as possible.
Archie turns away from Wendy.
Well, that would be very nice, obviously. So, see you soon, I hope. Bye, Frank.
Ken is sitting in the back of a yellow van with a muzzled Doberman.
He's a god. Easy.
He looks through the back windows of the van as the old lady leaves her house with her three terriers.
Smell, Maggie, smell. Now, kill.
Having given the Doberman the stolen pink petticoat to smell, Ken removes the dog's muzzle. Passers-by stare as the van jolts about. Suddenly, the back doors burst open and the Doberman powers off. The Doberman careers towards the old lady, taking one of the terriers in its jaws. Ken, his face bloody, looks mortified. The old lady clutches at her chest and swallows back some pills.
We therefore commit its body to the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
At the terrier's funeral, the old lady is dressed head to toe in black, her face shrouded by a veil. Ken, wearing a black armband, his other arm in a sling, watches from behind a tree, shedding a few tears. Back at George's flat, Ken opens the door to Otto.
Hello, honey. What happened?
Nothing.
What's that?
The armband.
Not Granny?
Not yet.
Oh.
No.
Who's it for, then?
A fish.
Frenchman. A phone operator.
Friend.
Oh, a four-legged one? Oh. Where's my sister?
She's in the...
Thank you.
Lavatory.
Wanda!
Otto swaggers through the flat.
Anything?
What? No.
Why are you here?
I'm here because I'm bored. Bored wandering around this god-awful city, shoving George's ugly pic... Talking to a lot of snotty, stuck-up, intellectually inferior British faggots. Jesus, they're uptight. They get rigor mortis in the prime of life in this country. Standing there with their hair clenched, just...
Otto finds a letter.
Counting the seconds till the weekend so that they can all dress up like ballerinas and whip themselves into a frenzy at the flat at 4... 2B St...
To Wanda from Archie.
To be honest, I, hate them. I mean, pretending they're so fucking lawyer... superior, so fucking superior with those phony accents.
Ken's watching him.
Not you, Ken. You've got a beautiful speaking voice when it works. Son of a bitch!
He sniffs under an arm and then moves to the open bathroom door where Wanda stands in front of the mirror.
So, want to have some lunch? Have you heard from him?
Oh, Archie.
No, I have to finish my hair.
No.
Nothing? Okay, well, I'm out of here. No plans to see him?
No. Okay, bye, bro.
Bye, Wanda.
Otto punches a framed photo of Wanda.
Oh, sorry.
He hands the pieces to a stunned Ken at the Leeches.
What?
Well, it wasn't theirs to sell, you see. An old lady gave it to them to be engraved, and she's about 80 and dying. It's a great sentimental value. And somebody put it in the display cabinet
by accident. What's their problem?
Well, not really, darling, because legally
you
they can't...
You paid get for it.
Yes, well, they do accept their mistake, darling, and that's why they're offering you this to replace it. You see, it's over three times as
this
valuable.
This is the nicest thing you've ever given me, which I absolutely love, and now you want me to give it back and replace it with something awfully vulgar.
No, I don't want you to give it back,
Well, they
darling,
can't have it.
Wendy.
No.
Wendy.
No.
Wendy!
No! Tell them they can't have it! You're the bloody barrister!
Wendy stomps out. Wearing a floral dress and fluffy pink cardigan, Wanda strolls along a wooden jetty, Archie's letter in her hand. She looks up at a smart riverside flat, then glances at the letter. Inside the flat, Archie preens himself in front of the mirror. Outside the door, Wanda sprays perfume around her neck, between her legs, and in her mouth. Archie looks over his shoulder, then checks himself once more in the mirror. Wanda plumps up her bosom and does up her cardigan just as Archie opens the door.
Hello.
Hello.
She looks inside.
Oh, Archie, it's beautiful. It's just beautiful.
Awestruck, she wanders in.
Oh, my God, look.
She spots the balcony.
Oh, Archie, it's beautiful.
Isn't it wonderful?
A view of the Thames.
Whose is it?
Belongs to someone at the Chambers.
And where are they?
Hong Kong.
Ah, so?
Gone for weeks.
Nice rug, Archie.
A large, fluffy white one.
May I?
He spins her round doing the polka.
Archie, what are you doing?
The polka, I think.
He takes her in his arms and they hug tightly.
You make me feel free.
Free?
Wanda, do you have any idea what it's like being English? Being so correct all the time, being so stifled by this dread of doing the wrong thing, of saying to someone, are you married, and hearing, my wife left me this morning, or saying, do you have children, and being told they all burned to death on Wednesday. You see, Wanda, we're all terrified of embarrassment. That's why we're so dead. Most of my friends are dead, you know, we had these piles of corpses to dinner. But you're alive. God bless you, and I want to be. I'm so fed up with all this.
He raises his eyes skywards.
I want to make love with you, Wanda. I'm a good lover. At least, used to be back in the early 14th century. Can we go to bed?
She meets his gaze and kisses him on the mouth.
Yeah.
She leaps up, legs round his waist.
Hang on. Bend your head.
He carries her like that up the stairs to the upper level. They tumble onto the bed.
Oh, I think I love you.
Oh, Archie. Can I ask you a question?
Anything.
Where's my locket?
Otto's at the window.
I couldn't get it.
What?
Well, Wendy wouldn't give it back. Look, I got you this instead.
No, Archie, I have to have mine.
What's the matter? Oh, why?
My mother gave it to me. On her deathbed.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, darling, I'll get it for you.
You promise?
I'll think of something.
Sex is very, very difficult for me with somebody that I don't trust completely.
I promise I'll get it, okay?
Oh, I love you, Archie.
Otto's inside.
I've loved you ever since the first second I saw you.
They both look round.
What was that?
What?
Your brother didn't bring you here this time, did he?
No.
He's no idea?
He doesn't have a clue.
What?
He is so dumb.
Really?
He thought that the Gettysburg Address was where Lincoln lived.
Otto, on hands and knees, pokes his head round a door.
Oh, those terrible lies he told about the CIA. So painful.
And when he heard your daughter's name was Portia?
Yeah?
He said, why did they name her after a car?
Wanda's lying on top of Archie.
I love the way you laugh.
Oh, I love you. You're funny. How come a girl is bright as you could have a brother who's so...
Don't call me stupid.
Mike! Jesus Christ!
Otto grabs Archie's legs, then bustles Wanda out.
Otto! Ouch! Otto!
Come on! I'll deal with you later!
He shuts her out.
What have you done with her?
She's all right!
Otto!
Now! Apologize!
Otto!
What? Apologize.
Oh, shit.
Are you totally deranged?
Archie stares incredulously. Otto stiffens and curls his lip.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, English, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole!
How very interesting. You're a true vulgarian, aren't you?
You're the vulgarian, you fuck! Now apologize!
Me to you?
Moments later, Otto hangs Archie out of the window.
Apologize.
All right, I apologize.
You're really sorry?
I'm really, really sorry. I apologize unreservedly.
You take it back?
I do. I offer a complete and utter retraction. The imputation was totally without basis in fact and was in no way fair comment and was motivated purely by malice. And I deeply regret any distress that my comments may have caused you or your family. And I hereby undertake not to repeat any such slander at any time in the future.
Clutching Archie's ankles, Otto considers.
Okay.
Ken is back outside the old lady's place in his yellow van, this time dressed as a Rastafarian, with long dreadlocks and red hat. She comes out of her house with her two remaining terriers and lifts her hand, checking for rain. Satisfied, she sets off. Ken drives slowly along the side of the road, just behind her. She admonishes a couple who get in her way and then potters on towards a zebra crossing. As she steps out onto it, Ken hits the accelerator. The old lady steps back onto the pavement. Ken loses control of the van, hitting a skip on the other side of the road. Ken clambers out, his wig half off. Another Yorkshire Terrier has met its end, squashed like a pancake on the zebra crossing. The old woman sinks onto the pavement. Ken, blood streaming down his face, dashes off along the street. Later, he lays flowers on the terrier's grave. Ken's face crumples, one of his eyes is bandaged, forgetting he goes to wipe away the tears with a hanky. Wanda strides angrily away from the borrowed flat, Otto at her heels.
You said you loved him!
That's right, Otto. Now here's a multiple choice question for you. A, Wanda was lying. B, Wanda was telling the truth. Which one are you going to pick?
What was the first one? You told me you were not planning to see him!
Because I knew you would come along and fuck it up. I was dealing with something delicate, Otto. I'm setting up a guy who's incredibly important to us who's going to tell me where the loot is and if they're going to come and arrest you, and you'll come loping in like Rambo without a jockstrap and you dangle him out a fifth floor window. Now, was that smart?
Okay.
Was it shrewd? Was it good tactics or was it stupid?
Otto stops dead.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people! I've known sheep that could outwit you. I've worn dresses with higher IQs, but you think you're an intellectual, don't you, ape?
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it. Now, let me correct you on a couple things, okay? Aristotle was not Belgian. Oh. The central message of Buddhism is not every man for himself.
You
and the London Underground is not a political movement. Those are all mistakes, Otto. I looked them up. Now, you have just assaulted the one man who can keep you out of jail and make you rich. So what are you going to do about it, huh? What would an intellectual do? What would Plato do?
Wanders on Otto's lap. He thinks hard.
Pardon me?
Apologies.
What?
Apologize!
Right!
She climbs off him.
I'm sorry.
No. Not to me. To Archie. And make it good, or we're dead.
Alone in his Cadillac, Otto pulls up outside Archie's house.
Oh, I'm so very, 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 very... Fuck you! I'm so very, very...
He gets out of the car and saunters into the drive. Seeing no sign of life, he looks at his watch. He stands for a moment, hands on hips, then sits cross-legged in the middle of the drive, in a yogic position.
Very, very...
Otto rolls over and stands up. Someone wearing black gloves and a raincoat has smashed the panel of glass in the back door and is reaching in to unlock it. The thief, his face not visible, makes his way inside and scurries up the stairs. Otto fights with a bush in an attempt to get to a window. He peers through it. Upstairs, the thief, his identity still concealed, rifles through a drawer in a dressing table. He picks up a box. Inside it is Wanda's locket. He stuffs it into a carrier bag, followed by several other pieces of jewellery. The thief's face is finally revealed. It's Archie. Otto lets himself in through the back door. Archie hurries down the stairs into the drawing room, unseen by Otto, who is looking in a room at the other end of the hall. Hearing noises, Otto moves towards the drawing room. Archie has his back to him. Archie intentionally smashes an ornament. Archie races into the hall.
Hello, Mr. Burglar! Hello. Going somewhere? But you can rob Mr. Leach, eh? Well, I'm going to teach you a lesson. Oh. He just happens to be a very good friend of mine.
Otto!
He's going to be Otto. Very pleased with Otto. Me when he Otto. Finds no. you all tied up and ready for the police.
Archie's coat is over his face.
And don't call me Otto. To you, I am Mr.
Having knocked Archie out with an antique bed warmer, Otto freezes. Archie is still trapped under his coat. Otto pulls it back.
Ah! Oh, go on.
Otto kneels beside him.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was you. How could I know it was you? I mean, how could you expect me to guess? Stupid jerk. I mean, what the fuck are you doing robbing your own house, you asshole? You stupid, stiff, pompous English.
Otto's kicking him.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
He's backed off.
Yeah.
Agitated, Otto chews on his fingers, then makes a run for it. Wendy has arrived home and is getting out of her car. As she struts towards the front door, Otto opens a side door. He pauses, seeing her, then creeps away, looking over his shoulder as he goes. Inside the house, Archie's still sprawled on the drawing room floor. His eyes flicker open as Wendy comes in. He looks round at her. She doesn't see him and heads straight upstairs. Archie, his hands tied behind his back, pulls himself to his knees and grabs the loot bag with his teeth. He finds the locket amongst the loot and takes it between his teeth. Putting his face to the floor, he pushes it into his mouth.
Bloody hell!
The chain is still hanging out of his mouth. He rapidly sucks it up like a strand of spaghetti, getting it all in just in time.
Darling!
Wendy charges over.
Are you hurt? Speak to me! Are you hurt?
He waggles his arms.
Can't you speak? Archie! Archie, what has happened?
Freed, Archie coughs the locket into his hand.
Archie, we've been burgled.
Oh, no!
Well, are you hurt?
No, I'm fine. Bit of a headache. I came in here, somebody hit me, tied me up with a... My God, is that the time?
What?
I didn't realise it was quite so late.
What?
I'm late for a conference.
A conference? You've just been attacked!
No, it's nothing, darling. I must fly, sorry.
Archie!
No, I'll help you tidy up when I get back. Oh, hello, Portia.
What's happened?
Your father has finally gone completely mental.
A flustered Archie, clutching two bottles of champagne, lets himself into the smart riverside flat. He hurriedly takes the bottles to the kitchen, then shoots to a mirror, where he straightens his hair. He looks at his watch. Wanda arrives at the front door. Wearing a long dress covered in pink roses, she smooths her cropped hair. Archie opens the door.
Hi.
Smiling coyly, she steps inside and stands in front of Archie. He leans down and kisses her tenderly on the mouth. He pulls back, studies her for a moment, then kisses her again.
Archie!
He feeds the locket from his mouth to hers.
Thank you so much.
Champagne?
Okay.
As Archie goes into the kitchen, Wanda moves towards the fireplace. She glances over her shoulder and waves at Archie, then nervously opens up her locket. The small key is still there. Relieved, she puts the locket around her neck. Archie saunters over with the champagne. Wanda takes a glass.
To us.
Wanda gulps back the bubbly, then throws her glass down.
Well, I went back to the house. I guess you...
Let's make love.
Well, if you absolutely insist.
No.
What?
Here. On the rug. I'll be right back. Get undressed.
She slinks off.
Why not? Why not, indeed?
Archie flings his glass away.
Afterwards?
Yeah?
Let's go to South America.
What?
Let's fly to South America.
Why South America?
Okay. Iceland?
Wanda's on the upper level. Archie undoes his tie.
What do you really want out of life, Wanda?
I don't know.
Why do I like you so much?
Archie.
Hmm?
Do you speak Italian?
I am Italian. Sono italiano in spirito, ma ho sposato una donna che preferisce lavorare.
Archie poses in his shirt, pants and socks. Above him, Wanda writhes on the arm of a chair.
But it's such an ugly language.
How about Russian? Есть сила благодатнее созвучий слов живых.
Wanda, in ecstasy, tumbles onto the wooden floor, her bottom rising and falling. She straddles a rope at the edge of the unwalled room and twists herself around it. Prancing around, Archie strips off his shirt. Wanda licks her fingers, her eyes closed.
Archie?
Yeah?
Are you rich?
No, I'm afraid not.
What about the house?
Well, that's Wendy. She's the rich one.
Wanda manages a smile.
Oh.
Wanda, looking down on Archie from the upper level, nods and moves away. Archie peels off his socks as he hops across the large open plan room. Rolling them up, he bounces them off his arm before ceremoniously taking off his underpants. His back to the door, he kicks them off and places them over his face. A family walk-in. Completely naked, he spins round and the pants fall from his face. He stops, staring open-mouthed at the stunned family. A little girl peers at his groin. Archie grabs a framed photo of the mother and uses it to cover his privates. The father reacts to his wife's shocked expression.
What the hell are you doing? I might ask you the same question. Who are you? What? Get your clothes on. Will you leave immediately, please? What? You're in the wrong flat. This flat belongs to Patrick Balfour. He's in Hong Kong and he lent me the key. Now get out!
We leased it from the agents last weekend.
Archie weakly makes an attempt to speak, his lips quivering.
Yes, well, obviously that changes things a bit.
The mother steps forward.
Aren't you Archie Leach?
What?
You bought our house in Lissenden Gardens. Hazel and Ian Johnson.
Archie struggles to find some dignity.
What a coincidence! How nice to see you!
He grins uncomfortably. That night, Archie stands outside George's flat, sorrowfully gazing into the canal. The lights from the street lamps reflected on the rippling water flicker like flames. Archie turns and looks longingly up at the flat. He gets into his car and picks up his mobile. In the flat, Wanda lies on the bed, her legs in the air, the locket dangling from her toes.
Hello.
Hello, Wanda. It's Archie. Listen. I can't see you anymore. I've got to end it. I'm sorry.
What?
Wanda looks crestfallen.
I'm sorry.
Archie?
Wanda, her expression miserable, puts down the receiver. She stares ahead pensively. Archie pulls into his drive, the headlights of his car cutting through the darkness. Archie's face is heavy with regret. He wipes a tear from each eye and reluctantly drags himself out of the car. Otto emerges from the bushes.
Okay.
No. Please.
Look. I want to apologize.
I just finished it, all right?
Okay, wait.
No,
I just want to wait.
Look,
where are you going?
Otto,
I want to speak
just
with you.
Ended it for Christ's sake.
Archie runs away as Otto follows him.
Wait, I just want to say I'm sorry.
It's all over. Okay, it's
look,
all over.
It's all right. All right.
Jesus Christ.
Will you calm down?
Someone shut up. Help me down.
Otto rugby tackles him.
Please believe me.
It's all right.
No, don't beat me up again.
Listen.
Please. No, look. I've had a terrible day.
Will you shut up?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Don't kill me, please.
Shut up, then.
Otto's pulled his gun.
Okay. Look, I just want to apologize, sincerely, for what? Well, when I dangled you out the window, I'm really, really... Well, it was not a nice thing to do. And then when I attacked you in there, well, I'm really, really... But how could I know you were trying to rob your own house? I was just trying to help.
Yes, thanks, Alder.
I wanted you to trust me.
Yeah, please, it was my fault. It was my fault.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now, about my sister... sexy girl. I understand you wanting to play around with her.
Otto,
it's okay. I was wrong. I'm sorry I was jealous. Just go ahead. Pork away, pal. Fucker Blue. I like you, Archie. I just want to help.
Wendy, who's been listening, is tight-lipped as she closes an upstairs window and turns out the light. The next day, Ken stands in an empty house opposite the old lady's place, one eye still bandaged, his other stares crazily. In his hands a rifle with sight and silencer. He rests the gun on a tripod and aims at the old lady's front door. The old lady comes out of her house dressed all in black, with her one remaining Yorkshire Terrier. Ken puts his good eye to the sight and aims the gun up towards a length of rope, fixed on a pulley to scaffolding covering the building. At the bottom of the rope is a large block of concrete. Ken waits as the old lady peers out from her porch. She steps onto the pavement, her hand raised, checking for rain. Ken fires at a piece of wood, keeping the rope fixed in the pulley. It shatters and the block plummets towards the ground. It lands on the last terrier.
Oh, God!
Sickened, Ken turns away. The old woman, having stepped back into her porch to put up her umbrella, totters out onto the pavement, unaware of her pet's fate. She starts to walk off, the extendable lead stretching out behind. She turns back, peering around the concrete block, puzzled. Ken cringes in a corner, sliding to the floor. Out in the street, a crowd has gathered around the old lady, who has collapsed on the pavement. Ken comes outside, his head bent, his shoulders hunched. He looks up at the huddle of people across the street. A policeman is kneeling down beside the old woman. He pushes her rigid mouth closed and looks up sadly at the onlookers. Ken pushes through for a better look. As the policeman covers the old woman in a blanket, a smile spreads across Ken's face. At the prison.
Thomason!
George sits back down.
You've done well, my son. Now, here's the plan. You get four tickets for this evening for Rio, first class. Then. Four. We get rid of Otto later. Then, back to the flat. Pack. Collect me, then to the Cathcart Towers Hotel to pick up the jewels.
The pair of them grin like excited schoolboys. At the flat, Wanderer and Ken are dancing.
He's just safe.
I'm going to be late for court.
Wanda grabs her stuff and heads for the door.
Hello? Oh, hello, Otto.
Wanda gestures, I'm not here.
No, she just left. Oh, and Otto,
you owe me
Otto crashes in.
What?
Ken looks up.
You owe me a pound.
Not granny.
Met with an accident.
Bullshit, you're lying!
Ken puts out his hand.
Dead?
Heart attack.
Ken lifts an arm, letting it flop from the elbow.
I don't believe this.
So, George will be out this afternoon? We all go up to Heathrow, collect the loot, and then... Vroom! All thanks to me.
So, the loot's at the airport, is it, Ken?
Ken's broad smile fades to nothing. Moments later, he is tied in a chair, his hands trussed behind his back, his feet bound to a leg of the chair. Otto sits casually eating chips.
What's happening?
Otto munches away.
Well, Ken, I'm going to ask you some questions while I eat my chips. First, who is the philosopher who developed the concept of the Superman in Also sprach Zarathustra? No? That's a chip up the nose, I'm afraid.
Up it goes.
Friedrich Nietzsche. Next. In which book did Nietzsche claim that almost all higher culture is based on cruelty?
Otto dips a chip in ketchup.
Are you thinking or are you in mid-stutter?
You're mad.
Beyond good and evil.
The chip goes up Ken's other nostril.
I guess I'll have to ask you an easy one, huh, Ken? Okay, let me think.
Where are the diamonds?
I'll give you a clue. Somewhere around the airport. No hassle, there's plenty of time, Ken. I'll just sit here and eat my chips till you tell me.
Otto holds a chip up in front of him.
The English contribution to world cuisine. The chip. What do the English usually eat with chips to make them more interesting?
Ken rolls his good eye.
Wait a moment!
Otto moves to the fish tank.
It's fish! Isn't it?
Otto scoops one out of the tank with a tiny net.
Oh, here, boy. Down the hatch.
He pops it into his mouth.
Oh.
Ken's devastated.
Delicious!
You...
Better eat the green one? Okay. What's this one's name? Well, not Wanda, anyway. I'm going to call her Lunch.
Hello, Lunch. Hello.
Right in front of Ken, Otto sucks her in and has a good chew.
Ew. Avoid the green ones. They're not ripe yet.
Now, you were in court, were you not, Inspector, when the forensic evidence was read?
Yes, sir.
And the fact that Mr. Thomason was installing windows the previous weekend would account, would it not, Inspector, for the presence of small particles of glass on his trousers?
In the stand, the Inspector hesitates.
No hurry, Inspector. Please do take your time.
Archie in wig and gown looks heavenwards. At George's flat, Otto sucks down another fish.
I'm almost full.
Otto-wise Wanda, the only fish left.
Almost.
Stop! Please. Don't.
Come on, Wanda! Gullet time!
Otto sweeps her up in the net.
What are the names of those hotels that are right by the airport, Ken? What are they? The Airway Sheraton? The Post House? The Cathcart Towers? The Cathcart Towers? Yes?
Otto slips Wanda into his mouth. Ken's terrorized.
Yes.
In a safe deposit box?
Yes.
Where's the key?
Tank.
Otto has spat Wanda back into the net.
Where?
With Wanda back in his mouth, Otto picks up the toy treasure chest and searches in it.
Where?
The chest is empty.
Where?
Otto starts to chew.
You...
Otto stuffs a pear in Ken's mouth.
Sorry, Ken, but your answer was incorrect. Still, you really did think it was in there, didn't you?
All Ken's airways are blocked.
What?
Oh. Otto pulls the chips out of Ken's nostrils. At the courthouse, Wanda takes a phone call from Otto.
Hello?
I know where the diamonds are.
Wanda smiles.
Where?
Where's the key?
Wanda puts her hand to the locket around her neck.
I've got it.
How soon can you get to George's apartment?
In the stand.
Are you all Wanda Gershwitz of Kipling Mansions, Murray Road, London, West 9?
Yes.
Now, will you tell the court, please, how do you know the defendant?
We've had a relationship for 2 years.
Relationship?
We're lovers, Your Lord.
Miss Gershwitz, on the 4th of March of this year, in the morning, where were you?
I was at the apartment at Murray Road.
And were you by yourself, or was there anyone else present?
No, somebody else was there.
Who was that?
My brother.
And did you...
Shocked, Archie stares at Wanda. He raises his eyebrows.
Your brother.
My brother.
Yes. Yes. And are you quite sure it was your brother?
Mr. Leach, I'm sure Miss Gershwitz can recognize her brother. She's had a relationship with him all her life.
Wanda giggles demurely at the judge.
Much obliged, my lord. Was there anyone else present that morning?
Yes, George was there.
Thank you.
But he left about 5 to 7.
Wanda!
The judge looks up.
I wonder.
George looks on tight-lipped. Archie, struggling, looks up at the gallery. Wendy sits in the front row, eyeing Archie icily. He stares up at her, transfixed.
Yes, Mr. Leach?
When you say 5 to 7, Miss Gershwitz, how can you be so sure?
Oh, I looked at the clock, because I was saying to myself, where could he be going at 5 to 7 with that sawed-off shotgun?
Darling!
Mr. Leach.
Darling?
Yes, dear?
Yeah, bitch! You fucking bitch!
George vaults out of the dock.
Restrain that man!
He runs at Wanda, grabbing her. Archie tries to pull him off and gets elbowed in the stomach. George pushes him away roughly.
Restrain this man! Come here, you bastard!
Careful! I'm restraining this man for now. Take the prisoner with
us! Clear the court!
Chaos ensues. Wanda takes refuge behind the judge. George knocks out a policeman, then pursues Wanda, pulling off her hat. Archie lies blinking on a bench. The police close in on George. It takes 4 officers to restrain him. As the courtroom is finally emptied, Archie, still lying on a bench, sits up and looks around him, dazed. Wendy forces her way in. A guard tries to stop her.
Bloody hell!
It's my husband. He's been hit.
Ah, you made it. Good. Bit of a knock, I'm afraid.
She slaps him to the floor.
I have never been so humiliated in my life. You can stick this marriage right in your bottom. I'll see you in court.
She storms off. Archie lies on the floor, his thinning hair all ruffled. He pulls himself wearily onto a bench.
Yes. Well, that's it then.
Archie's let into George's cell.
George? What? We gotta talk.
You tell those pigs to fuck off!
Fuck off, pigs.
Archie looks round at the 2 policemen. They stay put.
Did you hear what I said? Fuck off.
He eyes them both steadily and they go. Archie closes the door after them.
What's she up to, George?
You up to? You called her darling. And Wanda.
I've been helping her get her evidence straight, your Burke. It slipped out.
You've been coaching her.
What do you think? Look, George, we've got 10 minutes. They're going to find you guilty, right? Now, if you plead guilty now, tell them where the loot is. You may get away with 8 years out in 5 and a half.
What if I tell them about Otto and Wanda?
They both did it?
Yeah.
Great. All right. Maybe 6 years out in 4. So where are the diamonds?
George looks unsure.
Where's Bartlett?
He's upstairs trying to calm things down. So where are they?
Tell Bartlett Ken knows where they are.
George moves away.
George, it'd be a lot quicker if you told me. Okay, I'll tell Bartlett. Where's Ken?
He's at the flat.
Archie sees Wanda sobbing with a policeman outside the ladies' toilet.
Thank you for all your help. I'll be right out.
Wanda goes into the toilet unaccompanied. Archie watches, thinks for a moment, then races outside. He weaves through the crowds on the pavement. Meanwhile, Wanda is making her escape through a window. She clambers over a low stone wall and jumps into the street.
Taxi! Taxi! Please!
Shit!
Taxi!
Come on.
What?
Let's go.
Where?
Buenos Aires.
What?
We're going to George's flat first. Get in.
Archie opens his car door. Wanda gets in.
Got your passport?
Yeah.
Right. Check the briefcase for mine. Get your head down.
Archie, having chucked away his gown and wig, drives off.
So, you robbed the jewelers, turned one of your lovers over to the police, kept the other one on to help you find the diamonds, and when he does, you commit perjury in the High Court, right?
Come on, Archie, everybody does it in America.
Well, not in this country they don't.
Oh, right, like nobody lies in England, like Margaret Thatcher never lied.
Look, you lied to me right from the moment we met.
Archie, you just wanted to get me into bed.
I fell in love with you.
Wanda sits seriously, her hands in her lap. She looks round at him thoughtfully.
How come you dumped me then?
I wasn't rich enough, remember?
He stares blankly at the road ahead. Wanda studies him, a hint of a smile playing on her lips. As her smile broadens, she moves closer to him, gazing at his face.
Say something in Russian?
No!
As they drive on, Wanda snuggles up to Archie.
What
are you thinking, Archie?
I'm just trying to think of one good reason why I should take you to South America with me.
How about because I have the key to the safety deposit box?
That's a good, reason.
Archie pulls up sharply outside George's flat.
What do we do about Otto?
I'll handle Otto.
Be careful, he's dangerous.
So am I. Keep it running.
Archie dashes off. Otto leaps out from the front garden.
Why did you bring
just
him?
Wait. No.
I'm beginning to think you like
Otto,
that
just
fruit.
Wait a minute, okay?
Let's get the
just
diamond.
Wait a minute.
Ken? Are you Ken?
Archie takes the pear out of Ken's mouth.
Oh, how do you do? I'm George's barrister. What's happened?
Archie runs to the window.
Careful! Bloody hell, you...
Otto fires his gun.
All right, then.
At the aggrieved driver.
Archie!
Otto screeches away.
Where have they gone? Quick! Where have they gone? The gun. What? Are you all right? Where have they gone?
The gun. What the?
He will?
No.
What? Have you got a stutter? Okay, fine. Don't worry. Do you know where they've gone? Fine. Yeah. Where? The car.
Hotel.
Hotel? Which hotel?
The car.
It's okay. Wait. Slowly.
Ken reddies himself.
The car.
No hurry.
Sing it.
Sing.
The car.
Plenty of time.
The car.
Oh, come on! I'm sorry. All right, wait.
The car.
Archie finds a pen.
Here, write it.
Ken picks a newspaper off the floor and scribbles on it with the biro. Archie leans over him impatiently. Archie grabs the paper and reads the words Ken has written.
Cathcart Towers Hotel. Well, where is it?
Archie grabs Ken.
Ken, where is it? Where? Again.
Ken spreads out his arms and swoops around the room.
Heathrow Airport.
Moments later, Archie rides Pillion on Ken's motorbike. Otto and Wanda in Archie's Jaguar screech to a halt right in front of the doors of the Cathcart Towers Hotel.
Hey! What's the idea? You can't
right,
stay
here! Excuse me, Tavis, I take it, it's yours.
They go into the hotel. Ken and Archie are nearing Heathrow. At the hotel, Wanda and Otto empty a safe deposit box.
Thank you so much. British Airways to Rio, Terminal 4, sir.
Thank you.
They head off just as Archie and Ken pull up outside. Archie jumps off the motorbike. He sees his car.
Excuse me, sir. Yes, this is your vehicle.
I'll be right back.
Wanda and Otto are checking in.
Aisle or window smoking or non-smoking?
What was the middle one?
Anything in non-smoking is fine, thank you.
Gate 14 is boarding now.
Wanda and Otto rush off. Archie, clutching his passport, looks around the terminal frantically. Wanda and Otto put their hand luggage through the security X-ray, then walk through the weapon detector. As Otto goes through, he throws his pistol round the side, then catches it again. Wanda glowers at him as he picks up the bag with the diamonds in it. Archie and Ken career through the check-in lounge. Ken points.
Otto, don't look back. There's a cop right behind us. Quick!
They dart behind a wall and Wanda knocks Otto unconscious with her cosh.
Yes, we can just do it, Mr. Leach.
Great.
Luggage?
Archie looks round as Ken rides away on the luggage belt.
Don't really need any.
Gate 14.
Wanda pushes Otto into a cupboard.
Ciao, stupidissimo.
She takes his boarding pass and locks him in, throwing the key into a bin. Ken slips down a helter-skelter luggage chute. Archie races through security. Ken reaches the bottom of the chute and staggers to his feet. Otto shoots his way out of the cupboard. He leaps over a cleaner who is hoovering the carpet, crashing into her trolley.
Come on, Archie, pick up the phone.
Wanda's on a payphone. Archie now thunders past the cleaning woman. Wanda hangs up. Otto stops a passenger in a suit.
Me, sir. Airport security. May I see your boarding pass, please?
Oh, yes, certainly.
Otto takes it.
Very good. Now, would you mind stepping over here, please? Yes, oh, look, the Queen.
Well.
As the man turns, Otto knocks him out with his gun. He puts it down and Archie snatches it.
Okay, don't get excited. Okay.
Otto looks round.
Oh, it's you. I was actually worried there for a minute.
Keep your hands up.
No!
Put them up!
I'll make a deal with you. I'll put one up.
Put the other one up!
He swaps hands.
Which looks better?
Otto alternates his hands.
I'm warning you, Otto.
What are you gonna do, Archie? Shoot me? Gun me down in cold blood like a dog? Hey! If you want to settle something with me, then why don't you fight me? You're a man, aren't you, Archie? Then let's fight like men! Come on!
Otto puts up his fists.
All right, then. Okay.
Archie puts down the gun.
You look good, Arch.
That's right, Otto. I used to box for Oxford.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I used to kill for the CIA. Now, get your hands up.
Otto's got the gun.
No.
Otto shoots. Archie lifts his arms.
You spineless bimbo. Now, out.
Otto forces Archie outside onto the tarmac. Planes sit waiting for takeoff.
Okay, I'm gonna have to shoot you now, Archie. But, got a little time before my plane leaves and I'm longing to humiliate you. So get in that barrel.
Archie heads for a barrel across planks lying on wet cement.
What? In the barrel.
It's full of waste oil. Otto fires.
Right.
Archie jumps in. The oil spills over the edge.
You English. You think you're so superior, don't you? Well, you're the filth of the planet. A bunch of pompous, badly dressed, poverty-stricken, sexually repressed football hooligans.
Ken is driving a large roller.
Goodbye, Archie.
Well, at least we're not irretrievably vulgar.
You know your problem? You don't like winners.
Winners?
Yeah. Winners.
Winners like North Vietnam?
Shut up! We did not lose Vietnam. It was a tie.
I'm telling you, baby, they kicked your little ass there. Boy, they whipped your hide real good.
No, they didn't.
Oh, yes, they did.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Oh, yes, they did.
Oh, no, they didn't. Shut up! Goodbye, Archie.
You gonna shoot me?
Yes. Yes, afraid so, old chap. Sorry.
Look, Otto, look!
Archie points behind Otto at Ken, who is slowly getting nearer on the giant steamroller.
Revenge!
Laughing, Otto steps back into the cement.
It's Ken! Coming to kill me! Are you gonna catch me, Ken? Now, where was I? Oh, yeah.
Otto tries to turn. He's stuck.
Shit! Fucking limey cement.
Otto fires at Ken. The gun's now empty.
Ken! Wait, Ken! Kenny! May I call you Kenny?
Remember Wanda!
I got the deal of a lifetime. 50-50, you and me. What do you say? Okay. 60-40. That's my final offer.
Revenge!
Wait, I got an idea. You take it all. Yeah, here's my boarding pass. Ken!
I'm gonna kill you!
Wait, okay, fine, Ken. Come at me. Give me your best shot. Go on, Ken! You don't have the guts. Admit it!
Ken keeps on coming.
Okay, you have the guts. Good. Wait.
Yes!
All right, I'm sorry I ate your fish, okay? I'm sorry! Jesus, I said I'm sorry! What the fuck?
Ken steamrolls right over Otto, squashing him into the cement.
Got him!
Archie, now out of the barrel, stares in amazement. Recovering himself, he sprints across the tarmac, looking around him. Ken is still ranting.
You're drinking! You bastard!
Hey, I've lost my stutter. It's gone. I can speak.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck? Give a woodchuck woodchuck wood!
On a plane.
Good afternoon, sir. Boarding pass.
Archie, bedraggled and covered in oil, hands over his pass. Wanda sits alone with the diamonds. She stares out of the window.
Buongiorno, signorina.
Archie sits in the empty seat beside her. She looks round and reaches out for him. They hug tightly, and she kisses him frantically.
Now listen, two things. One, behave yourself from now on, or I'll break your neck, okay?
She half smiles.
Two, Gorbachev, Glasnost,
Molotov,
Blinis,
Lenin,
Pushkin,
Chicken Kiev,
good, Dostoevsky,
Rubles.
She pats the diamonds.
Vladivostok.
A cement-covered Otto has his face pressed to the window. As the plane soars up into the sky, Otto is wrenched from the side. Archie and Wanda were married in Rio, had 17 children, and founded a leper colony. Ken became master of ceremonies at the London SeaWorld. Otto emigrated to South Africa and became Minister for Justice. The audio description for this film was written and read by Amy Dallara-Beatty. The cast were Archie, John Cleese, Wanda, Jamie Lee Curtis, Otto, Kevin Kline, Ken, Michael Palin, Wendy, Maria Aitken, George, Tom Georgeson, Mrs. Cody, Patricia Hayes, Judge, Jeffrey Palmer, Portia, Cynthia Kaylor, Customer and Jeweler's Shop, Mark Elews, Manager of Jeweler's Shop, Neville Phillips, Inspector Marvin, Peter Johnfield, Bartlett, Ken Campbell, Warder, Al Ashton, Locksmith, Roger Hume, Davidson, Roger Brearley, Sir John, Llewellyn Rees, Percival, Michael Percival, Magistrate, Kate Lansbury, Copper, Robert Cavendish, Zebedee, Andrew McLaughlin, Vicar, Ronald MacLeod, Mr. Johnson, Jeremy Child, Mrs. Johnson, Pamela Miles, Charles Johnson, 13, Tim Pickard-Smith, Charles Johnson, 10, Catherine John, Charles Johnson, 8, Sophie Johnston, Nanny, Kim Barkley. First Junior Barrister Defence Counsel Sharon Toomey. Second Junior Barrister Defence Counsel Patrick Newman. Clerk of Court Old Bailey David Simeon. Stenographer Imogen Bickford Smith. Junior Barrister Prosecution Counsel Tia Lee. Police Officer Old Bailey Robert Putt. First Prison Officer Waden Croft. Irate Driver Anthony Pedley. Hotel Clerk Robert McBain. Airline Employee Claire McIntyre. Indian Cleaner Charubala Chosi. Hutchinson, Stephen Fry. Casting Director Priscilla John. Camera Operator Neil Binney. Focus Puller Simon Hume. Sound Recordist Chris Munro. Boom Operator Colin Wood. Sound Maintenance Engineer Andrew Sissons. Re-recording Mixer Jerry Humphreys. Sound Editor Jonathan Bates. Music Editor Peter Holt. Art Director John Woods. Set Decorator Stephanie McMillan. Special Effects Supervisor George Gibbs, Special Effects Technician Dave Watson, Costume Designer Hazel Pethig, Wardrobe Master Ray Usher, Makeup Supervisor Paul Engelen, Chief Hairdresser Barry Richardson, Stunt Coordinator Romo Guerrara, Location Manager William Lang, Assistant Location Manager London Chris Knowles, Location Manager Oxford Nick Daubeny, Property Master Bruce Bigg, Gaffer Bobby Bremner, Best Boy Bill Thornhill. Music Producer André Jacquemin, Orchestral Recording Dick Lusey, Guitar Soloist John Williams. Special thanks to British Airways. Animals supplied by Pauline Clift, Fish by Wet Pets, Lighting by Lee Electric Lighting Limited, Panaflex Camera and Lenses by Panavision, photographed on Agfa XT Negative, Colour by Technicolor Limited. Music recorded at CTS Studios, Wembley. Music produced at Redwood Recording Studios. Re-recorded at Twickenham Film Studios. Titles by Plume Design. Title sequence by Damson Studios. Filmed at Twickenham Film Studios and on location in London and Oxford.